ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू द मॉर्निंग क्लास. Yesterday we ended chapter 16. We'll continue with chapter 17. There is a summary about the chapter and then the text, which is very long. Well, the Sanskrit verse is very long, so it's not written on the board. But we'll first start with reading the summary. Chapter 17 is about the descent of the river Ganges. The 17th chapter describes the origin of the Ganges River and how it flows in and around Ilavrita Varsh. There is also a description of the prayers Lord Shiva offers to Lord Sankarshan, part of the quadruple expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu once approached Bali Maharaj while the king was performing a sacrifice. The Lord appeared before him as Trivikrama or Vamana and begged alms from the king in the form of three steps of land. With two steps, Lord Vamana covered all three planetary systems and pierced the covering of the universe with the toes of his left foot. A few drops of water from the causal ocean leaked through this hole and fell on the head of Lord Shiva, where they remained for 1,000 millenniums. These drops of water are the sacred Ganges River. It flows unto the heavenly planets, which are located on the soles of Lord Vishnu's feet. The Ganges River is known by many names, such as Bhagirathi and the Janavi. It purifies Dhruvalok and the planets of the seven sages because both Dhruva and the sages have no other desire than to serve the Lord's lotus feet. The Ganges River, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, inundates the heavenly planets, especially the moon, and then flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru. Here the river divides into four branches known as Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu and Bhadra, which then flow down to the ocean of salt water. The branch known as Sita flows through Shekhar Parvat and Gandhamadan Parvat and then flows down to Bhadrashva Varsh, where it mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The Chakshu branch flows through Malyavangiri and, after reaching Ketu Malavarsh, mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch known as Bhadra flows onto Mount Meru, Mount Kumud, and the Nila, Shweta, and Shringavan mountains before it reaches Kurudesh, where it flows into the ocean of salt water in the north. The Alakananda branch flows through Brahmalai, crosses over many mountains, including Hemakuta, and then reaches Bharatavarsh, where it flows into the southern side of the ocean of salt water. Many other rivers and their branches flow through the nine varshas. The tract of land known as Bharatavarsh is the field of activities, and the other eight varshas are for persons who are meant to enjoy heavenly comfort. In each of these eight beautiful provinces, the celestial denizens enjoy various standards of material comfort and pleasure. A different incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributes his mercy in each of the nine varshas of Jambudvip. In the Ilavrita Varsh, Lord Shiva is the only male. There he lives with his wife Bhavani, who is attended by many maidservants. if any other male enters that province, Bhavani curses him to become a woman. Lord Shiva worships Lord Sankarshan by offering various prayers, one of which is as follows. My dear Lord, please liberate all your devotees from material life and bind all the non-devotees to the material world. Without your mercy, no one can be released from the bondage of material existence. So this is the summary. And now is the first text. I'll do an effort to read the Sanskrit. Sri Shuka Vacha Tatra Bhagavata Sakshat Yajna Lingasya Vishnur Vikramato Vamapada Angushtanakha Nirbhinur Dvananda Kataha Vivarenanta Pravishta Ya Bahya Jaladhara Tacharana Pankaja Venaja Naruna Kinjalko Paranjita Kila Jagaragha Malapaho Parshanamala Sakshat Bhagavat Padityanu Palakshita Vacho Abhidhi Maya Yama Nati Mahatakalena Yuga Sahasro Palakshanena Divo Murdhani Avatatara Yattat Vishnu Padamahu. So we'll do a word for word translation. Please repeat after me. Sri Shukavacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Tatra, at that time, Bhagavata, of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sakshat, directly, Yajna, Lingasya, the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Vikramata, while taking his second step, Vamapada, of his left leg, Angushta, of the big toe, Nakha, by the nail, Nirbhinna, pierced, Urdhva, upper, Andakataha, the covering of the universe, consisting of seven layers, earth, water, fire, etc. Vivarena, through the hole. Antapravishta, having entered the universe. Ya, which? Bahya Jaladhara, the flow of water from the causal ocean outside the universe. Tat, of him. Charana Pankaja, of the lotus feet. Avanejana, by the washing. Aruna Kinjalka, by reddish powder. Uparanjita, being colored. Akhila Jagat, of the world. Aghamala, the sinful activities. Apaha, destroys. Upasparshana, the touching of which. Amala, completely pure. Sakshat, directly. Bhagavatpadi, emanating from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iti, thus. Anupalakshita, described. Vacha, by the name. Abhidhiyamana, being called. Ati Mahata Kalena, after a long time. Yuga Sahasra Upalakshanena, consisting of 1,000 millenniums. Divaha, of the sky. Murdhani, on the head, Dhruvalok. Avatatara, descended. Yat, which. Tat, that. Vishnupadam, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Ahu, they call. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamandev in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges, yet its waters remain ever pure. Because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later she received other names like Janavi and Bhagirathi. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvalok, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvalok to be Vishnupada, situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this verse, Sukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the Ganges River. The water of the Ganges is called Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in the Ganges is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally, he gradually develops a devotional attitude toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the banks of Ganges, and by regularly bathing in her waters, they are undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in praise of the Ganges, and the land of India itself has become glorious because such rivers as the Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna, and Narmada flow there. Anyone living on the land adjacent to these rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhavacharya says, Varahe vama padam tu tad anyeshu tu dakshinam padam kalpeshu bhagavan ujjahara trivikramaha. Standing on his right foot and extending his left to the edge of the universe, Lord Vamana became known as Trivikrama, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds. Jai. So that was a lot of listening, what you did. Thank you. It's also a devotional service. So we will enter with these verses and with this amazing verse, text 1, the descending of River Ganges. And Prabhupada is mentioning here that the water of Ganges is called Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. So, I don't know if any of you have seen this DVD called Mother Ganga. You see how much worship is devoted to the Ganges. And the Ganges is popularly known as our mother, Mother Ganges. And this relates to what is mentioned here by Prabhupada, Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. He further explains that not only externally we become purified, but also internally. So I was thinking of how we know Ganges. We know, of course, that the Ganges is so merciful that she takes the material contaminated carcasses of the departed who are offered to the Ganges, even in the form of ash or non-ash. I think maybe some of you have seen floating corpses on the Ganges. You have? You too. So we come when we are being, you know, cultivated to take birth. We are also in a watery substance, and through that medium of water we take birth. So also through this medium, this holy medium of water, this mother accepts our sins and our contamination, and we find refuge in her. So that is one part of how she accepts us and cleanses us, purifies us. On the other hand, of course, when you see all those corpses, and it's a bit hard to imagine that she purifies us. I know when I was visiting Mayapur, and across the street you go to this part when you can, you know, take a bath in the Ganges, and you know everybody is doing their thing there, and especially in the morning or in the evening there are, you know, it's you need to have quite a good spiritual understanding of the glories of Mother Ganges to accept that she is purifying you after, you know, participating in whatever remnants is being given by others who are using her as, you know, washing their clothes, washing their bodies, and any other thing that they wash. But there has been proof. If we accept these sources, there has been proof, scientific proof, that the Ganges has extraordinary qualities. One scientist claims that organic material usually exhausts a river's availability for oxygen. So there is oxygen available in the rivers. And when there is organic material, the oxygen becomes exhausted. It reacts with the organic material. And the more organic material comes in such a river, it has less oxygen. And this way we see that rivers, especially in the West, becomes severely polluted. So, but due to an unknown factor, the river Ganges has proven to have 25 times higher oxygen level than any other river in the world. And that is not proclaimed only by Indian scientists, but also to the by the Western scientists. Well, that was a few years ago. Nowadays, due to the rise of industrial activities in the banks, on the banks of the Ganges, and also by, you know, modern way of living and flowing the sewage waste into the river, the oxygen level dropped till 12 times, only 12 times higher, and now it is even to only four times higher. So there is a big alarm. The country, the government of India, has proclaimed that Ganges is the national river of India, and they are trying to set up all kinds of plan to, you know, to purify or to clean or stop the further contamination of Ganges. At least some awareness has gradually developed, but it's not in the same pace and not in the same speed as the contamination is going on. Even in the 19th century, a French professor, he published in the famous publication L'Institut Pasteur that microbes die within 3 hours in Ganges water, and even in distilled water. You know what is distilled water? Who knows what is distilled water? Okay, you know what is distilled water. So distilled water is water. Normal, if you have water, you boil it and there is a fume. The fume is being cooled down, and the cooled down fume water is called distilled water. So that is kind of pure water without any contamination and so on. So microbes in that kind of water exist for more than 48 hours. But in Ganges, just ordinary Ganges water, it just continues to live for only 3 hours. So that was already proven. Well, it was in the 19th century. So, okay, we should see how it is now. But already at that time, from the scientific point of view, the Ganges was accepted as a very special river. And that's why here Prabhupada is mentioning that the Ganges is purifying externally and internally. Internally, of course, from the spiritual point of view, devotees accept that giving honor and respect to the mother accepts and forgives all kinds of bad doings that we have had done. So from that point of view, internally and spiritually, the Ganges is also purifying. Of course, we shouldn't continue to, you know, take a dip in the Ganges and continue to do our things, because it is the same as, you know, in the Christian churches, when people go Sundays to confess and Monday morning continue to do their whatever they are used to do and not changing their habits. So we shouldn't use Mother Ganges as the confession which is done in the churches. So this is from the point of view, from the spiritual point of view. And then, of course, Lord Vamanadeva is very much connected with the appearance of the Ganges River. Vama but means left. So Vamanadeva, he used his left foot, only his left foot, to pierce the causal, to pierce the covering of the universe, and through that, the causal ocean came in the form of Ganges River to the earth. So in the there are many glorifications and about how Lord Vamanadeva did that. There is also in the Ramayana mention of a king, King Sagar. He is a forefather of Lord Ram, and he had a very pious son, Ansuman. So this King Sagar, he did many austerities just to bring Ganges to the earth, because he knew about the great qualities of Ganges. And he did tapasya for 3.2 million years. So that is not comparable to what we do, maybe for 1 year, 2 years, okay, maybe 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, but 3.2 million years, that's a lot, isn't it? And but while doing several kinds of austerities, he died. So 3.2 million years gone. However, his son, Amsuman, he was struck with sorrow because he was lamenting about, you know, how very much his father wanted to have Ganges, not for himself, but for his people who were, he was ruling over. He was a king, and as such, a king should do everything in his possession and in his power to see that his citizens are delivered from anxieties and so on. So this was a very high developed and a very high ideal of this king. So he wanted to even bring Ganges for his people to, you know, to relieve his citizens from several kinds of miseries. So his son continued to take up this desire, and but because he was so struck with sorrow, he couldn't convince himself to continue with the austerities. But Amsuman's son, Bhagirath, so Bhagirath is also mentioned in the verse here, Bhagirath, he wanted to also fulfill the desires of his father, but also of his forefathers. Because as a son, he was duty-bound to fulfill the desires, pious desires of his forefathers. And so he continued to do the austerities. And he was successful, so Brahma became pleased. So upon pleasing Brahma, Bhagirath only asked for one boon. He didn't ask for Ganges. He asked for water pure enough to deliver his forefathers' departed souls. So Brahma knows, and well, the wise knew that it was only Ganges water who had that strength. So as such, Brahma approved that Ganges would flow through the earth, and eventually by the mystical lila of Lord Vamanadeva, the Ganges water dropped on earth, but the force would be too strong, so Lord Shiva was asked to catch it in his hair coil. And the Ganges She came with a pride to the earth, knowing that she had a good quality of purifying and that she was very much honored and respected. So by that descending on Shiva's hair coil, Shiva kept her for a few millennium years just to, you know, kind of diminish her ahankar, that she needs the mercy of the sages on earth to continue. So after that, she continued and she split up, like Prabhupada is mentioning here, or this text is mentioning here, three streams going west, three streams going east, and one stream followed Bhagirath. Bhagirathi was going very fast on his rat, on his cart, and Ganges was following him. So you can see on the maps how Ganges is, well, how the flow of Ganges is. But at some point, she neared the ashram of Janu Muni, and Janu Muni, he saw still some ahankar, some false ego in Ganges. So he drank up all the water of Ganges. And after the pleas of, the names are a bit confusing for me, but after the pleas of Bhagirath, Janu released the water, and that's why she's known also as Janavi. So this is, well, the whole chapter is about Ganges, and so you will hear more in the coming classes about her specific personality and also the related leelas. Let me see where I am. Here also Prabhupada mentions that many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in praise of Ganges. Not only Shankaracharya, but also the Mughals, King Akbar. He was also very appreciative of the good qualities of Ganges, and he always took on his travels Ganges water in a bottle. Also, the English, when they were having their trips from UK, from England to India, they also took Ganges water as drinking water, because that drinking water stayed a very long time pure and was also kind of used as antibiotic. So yeah, this is a bit about introducing you a bit about the glories of the Ganges River. I want to stop now because I thought I would not have that much time because there was so much reading. So I kept my class a bit short. Any questions or remarks or maybe comments to? Yeah, sure. Yes, 3 hours. The latter, because they were proving with that statement that the Ganges had a purifying effect, especially regarding even though there were, like, it was specifically about the E. coli bacteria, and that comes, that is usually, normally when there is in water E. coli bacteria, there is human, how do you say, feces, who's that here? Waste, stool. So that is the sign of presence of stool. So, but they saw that within 3 hours already the bacteria died. So that was the proof for the purifying effect. Sorry. Yes. Yes, that's true. Kind of, they call it bacteriophages. Yes, but every river has that in a certain amount, but in the river Ganges, it's extremely much more. Well, in a higher quantity. Yes. Other comments or remarks? Yes, Prabhu. Okay, I don't know if Krishna Shakti Prabhu has something to say on that. Because I don't want to continue in the speculation of maybe it was like that. Of course, I would say, like in air, normally air that we have here, we don't see the molecules, but there is water, there is CO2, and you know, these things are there. Of course, Ganges is from the spiritual platform, so as such, I don't know if we have the eyes to see Ganges as such coming. She comes, and when she reaches Earth, she takes on a material, for us, material, observable form. Well, that is, again, I haven't read it anywhere, so that is my speculation. But I wouldn't continue with this. Any more? Otherwise, we'll have early breakfast. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ganga Devi ki jai.